Our next reader also has raced the 7048 in a stand-up paddleboard and also has done these treacherous, or I think they're treacherous, sections in the dark. Erica Lichty was born and raised in the Pacific Northwest. Her father was a boat captain and her mother a designer. After graduating from the California State Maritime Academy and working on oil rigs and supply boats, Erica applied her skills in the yachting world. She has spent 22 years as a self-made interior yacht and residential designer. During that time, she has maintained a very healthy involvement in the outdoor community in the Pacific Northwest and currently holds her 100-ton master's license. She would like to nurture growth in our community and leave a legacy for her family and others. Her organization, C-Star PNW, is a nonprofit organization focusing on socio-environmental advocacy. She was the first female to finish the 7048 race twice on the stand-up paddleboard and was also the fastest woman to compete the race on a SUP. And I'm really happy that you were joining us tonight. Come on.
I first heard of She Tells Sea Tales last year, and I had assumed that it was all shipwrights and sea shanties, and I had no idea where I would fall in that community. I had no idea. This water, as we all know, is deep, it's layered, it's colorful, and it's got a lot of texture to it, because we can laugh, we can cry. We all have stories and adventures to share. So I had something to contribute. So this is my story. I once was full of light and energy and optimism. I had dreams of being a Washington State ferry boat captain. I wanted to surf the Northwest waters. I wanted to someday maybe even sail my own boat in these Salish stormy seas. But one morning, I awoke my worst enemy, and I constantly doubted myself and my place in this world. I was assaulted when I was 17. I told no one. On the heels of this unprocessed event, I was accepted to California State Maritime, a female-to-male ratio of 1 to 10. I think back on that time, and I pat that young woman on the back. When I was at the academy, I worked for Westar Marine Services. I also did a stint with Crowley up to Whittier on a towboat. And so when I graduated, Crowley approached me and asked if I would be on one of their new harbor tugs in Anchorage. I got greedy, and I turned to oil, and I worked on an oil rig. I was living in San Francisco. It was a two-week-on, two-week-off schedule. With a quick turnaround, I would have to fly to Louisiana, go to a cruise center, get processed, take a bus to Fouchon, Louisiana, and then get on a helicopter, which you should not get on unless it's a life or death situation or you're getting paid a lot of money. Fly out to this oil rig, and it's not what you picture an oil rig being. It's a dynamically positioned vessel, with thrusters all the way around. So that was, I was training to be an officer on there, and basically you are trained to keep the boat over that drill hole thousands of feet below the water. I still remember my first day walking into the mess deck, and if anybody has seen Aliens 3 with Sigourney Weaver, where she walks into the mess hall on a prison planet that consists entirely of men, you would have the right idea. I did not stay long in that position. My last tour, I was on the 4 to 8 watch. We were not drilling at that time, and so we were watching CNN, and I watched in real time as planes flew into skyscrapers. And I never felt so alone and so far away from my family. As soon as they opened up the skies, I flew home. After that, I asked Westar Marine Services in San Francisco for a position, and they treated me like family and welcomed me like family. They offered me my own boat. I shadowed on underway pilot transfers, cargo lifts, and crew deliveries on bridge projects. And soon I was making runs out offloading crew and tending to bridge projects on my own. There was one incident where we were tied up alongside a bridge piling between crew shifts. I had left my handheld in the wheelhouse. I was down below showing the new deckhand how to check fluids. He was still shaking his head, not convinced I was the skipper. When I heard a faint provider, provider on the radio from far away, it was squawking. And I heard the name of my vessel being called out in urgency, so I leapt out of the engine room, took a peek over the railing, only to see a massive pushboat and barge crabbing its way quickly across the channel towards us. They had lost steerage. I barked at the deckhand to let go lines, and as the bitter end slipped free, I was gunning her out through a narrowing gap between a wall of steel and the Carquinez bridge footing. It was so close you could hear the squealing of rubber on metal. There was only one other female at Westar. She'd been skippering there for a few years, but we never had any interaction. She never reached out to me. But there was one time when I was stemming a pier doing a crew exchange, and she came by in her light boat and veered sharply and swamped me. Yeah. I was like, you know, and at that point I asked myself, what am I doing here? Do I belong? And I was only 25. And so I moved on, and I never went back to commercial maritime. The daughter of a ship captain and a landscape designer, I had another option, designing the interiors of boats. With a little help from our family friend and local legend, Tim Nolan, I eventually wound up working with Pakela Design in Gig Harbor and then JQB Design in Belltown in Seattle. We worked on former North Coast yachts, to name a few. Happy to be making an income and still somewhat connected to the water, time rolled by. Eventually, I married and I had a son. Like the Selkie who has misplaced her skin, I felt hollow and disconnected, still living the smallest version of myself. I needed to get back in and on the water. Not only did I want to find my true voice, but I wanted my son to know what it looked like to love and live authentically. At 40, I made a big, scary decision, and I took a chance on myself and possibilities. When you have freed yourself, you then have to ask who you really are. And I think most of us know that it's out there that we discover those answers. I dissolved my marriage. I dove back into surfing. I got my 100-ton. I found paddling. I found a welcoming community. I found adventure. I found organizations like Northwest Maritime Center. I found water people. And along the way, through advocating for myself and my own mental health, I began advocating for others. 20-some-odd years had passed since I had been involved with the commercial maritime industry. My legs were wobbly. I was not sure where I would fit in. It had been so long. But I was feeling curious about this connection with the water, its healing factor, and the possibility of connecting inclusionary maritime programs, both recreational and commercial, to the current labor shortage. I was engaged and connected finally. I had found a purpose. And when asked to speak at last year's Wooden Boat Festival, I was introduced to Diana Talley. This part gets me. She simply held out her hand, not knowing me from Adam, shook it with vigor, and exclaimed, "Nice to meet you. I'm expansive." And without hesitation, I replied back, "Nice to meet you as well. I'm dynamic." I love you, Diana. I have found water people. You all built this stage. We need a bigger one. No more qualifying our words or our voices. We as women should not be in competition. We are co-creators. And while access to the maritime community is a multifaceted conversation, here's the TED Talk, low-cost programming with the efforts of nonprofits aim to help alleviate the financial factor, break down the barrier of affluence, and encourage equal access. Inclusion will change the way this world operates, and with reciprocity, we create sustainability. And what might that look like for this generation, the next, and seven from now? We all have a seat at this table, and we all have many stories to share. Thank you.
Come on up, Diana Talley, and all the readers, and Courtney. Come on. Joining us tonight, and there I was sitting there like, I never prep for the end, and I always should, but I really feel like Erica just kind of nailed it there. Can't tell you enough how much this room of people means to all of us, and this incredible, don't applause quite yet, because I have a few things to say, I'm a little worried. This incredible group of women up here, and really, truly, a special thanks to Diana Talley, who's really done a great job of helping to bring us together. Courtney, who's done an incredible job at organizing this year, and all of these women who work so hard on their story. So thank you for being here tonight. We really appreciate it. Thank you for supporting our programs.
Those were the final words of She Tells, He Tells this year, but those words don't close our show tonight. As folks took their seats before Kelly Watson opened the show, they were greeted by the acoustic guitar sounds of Captain Ace Sprigg. Ace learned to play guitar at Girl Scout Camp in 1975, which is also when she first started teaching sailing. She's been doing both ever since, most recently at the Northwest Maritime Center. She's currently Education Director at the Northwest School of Wooden Boat Building in Port Hadlock. Our plan to incorporate Ace's music into our show tonight was at first foiled by the sounds of chairs moving and folks chatting, so we invited Ace to come to the KPTZ studio for a second chance at recording her music. She kindly accepted our invitation, so settle in for an acoustic ending to She Tells, She Tells with a closing glimpse of some of the women of our working waterfront, as recorded by Chris Bricker.
I'm Joni Blanchard, and I have my own business doing boat work for the past 35 years here in town, and I wrote a book about varnishing and painting wooden boats.
I'm Allison. I work at Port Townsend Sails. I started as a rigger, and now I'm a sailmaker, and we tried to leave three times to go cruising forever, but Port Townsend kept pulling us back.
Daryl Dietrich. My father was a shipwright, which really paved my path to working in the boatyard for 10 years. I recently moved on to running a sawmill.
I'm Lacey. I work for Port Townsend Sails as a sailmaker.
I'm Bonnie Obremski. I live in Port Townsend, and I moved here to apprentice as a sailmaker, but I also have a history of tall ship sailing and cruising in the Caribbean.
I'm Lou Garrity. I work down at Haven Boat Works. I went to the boat school. That's how I got out here, originally from back east.
Hi, I'm Megan Hudson, and I'm a sailmaker.
Danny, getting ready to buy another boat. Let me see, that'll be number, oh yeah, I forgot.
Kay Robinson, retired sailmaker.
I'm Lacey Capel, and I work for Port Townsend Sales.
I'm Jen Bates, Brian Toss Yacht Riggers.
I'm Debbie Saxton. I used to work on boats, do finish work.
I'm Shannon Africa, and I'm an office manager for a yachting business.
My name's Nancy Bishop, and I used to have Sea Bear Canvas. Now I have Alpen Fire Cider.
My name is Diana Clausen. I work at the Shipwrights Co-op, but I also own a fishing vessel.
My name is Maya Vega Garcia. I'm a canvas and leather worker in the boatyard, and I have a little canvas loft there.
Ursula Swantner, and I work at the sail loft.
It's Ashlyn Brown, and I own Port Townsend Watercraft, and I'm part of the Marine Trades Association.
I'm Bailey, and I work as a boat painter.
My name's Kempy, and I'm a painter, and I help out in one of the machine shops, Barry Stevens Marine, in the boatyard.
Sarah McQuillan, and my connection is Canoe Journey, which I helped to greet the canoes since 1989 with my mother, Mary McQuillan, and the rest of my family.
I'm Helen Gunn, and I grew up in Port Townsend and worked on the water and sailed on the water since the 70s.
Rebecca Welty. I'm part of the Plankton Project, a duo of artists who present plankton, the microscopic world of plankton, in big, playful, experiential forms.
Amy Grondin, and I'm a commercial fisherman off the coast of Washington and in Alaska. Catch salmon by trolling, hook and line.
Joyce Gustafson, retired, but ocean sailor, licensed captain, and worked for many, many years with the Cape Clear Salmon Project.
Diana Denny, and part of this incredible community of women, worked on boats, sailed on boats, lived on boats, cruised on boats. Now we're getting ready to buy another boat.
I'm Sarah Katz. I sailed into Port Townsend 30 years ago, lived in the commercial basin and worked on boats and sailing ships, ran different kinds of educational and counseling programs, worked in the shipyard, sailed the South Pacific. I'm in healthcare now.
Casey Cronkite, and I sailed into this town, and I still have a boat down in the boat haven, a boat called Pax, and I write and I agitate for women on the water.
In between the sailing in and the having things, she was the director of the Wooden Boat Festival.
Thank you.
Cosby. I've been working on tall ships and marine science and maritime education and nonprofits for a long time. Sailmaker, Finnish worker, vessel assist, all over the place.
I'm Libby Wenstrom. I'm a city councilor here now. I've got a boat in the harbor, and I'm the board chair for Salish Rescue. I bought a wooden boat, and it was already here in Port Townsend, and that's how we came here in 1997.
Well, I was in the working, making sails for a few years, and now I'm just enjoying being a retired sailor.
And I was a woman with a boat and became a married woman with a boat, and now I'm a woman with a boat again, and also a rower and a paddler.
Susie Kleinfelter, Mystery Bay Sails and Canvas, Canvas Work.
Ingrid Vankins, Northwest Sails and Canvas. I have a couple of wooden boats, love the water.
Thank you.
CPTC extends our deep gratitude to those who made this broadcast possible. She Tells Sea Tales founder and co-artistic director Kelly Watson, presenters Kathy Poole, Amanda Thieroff, Ashlyn Brown, Sarah Kolbeck, Inga Rankins, Erica Lichty, and on solo guitar, Ace Sprague. Liaison to us at KPTZ and She Tells Sea Tales organizer, Maritime Center Events Operations Coordinator, Courtney Stroming. Special mention to the staff and volunteers of the Northwest Maritime Center, including Jake Beatty, Katie Oman, Roberta Summer, Barb Traylor, Chrissy McLean, and Len Marinan Goldstein. She Tells Sea Tales vendor partners Propolis Brewing, Bainbridge Vineyards, and the Women's Bean Project. She Tells Sea Tales beneficiaries, Maritime Center's Give Like a Girl Fund that supports programs such as the Girls Boat Project. Like KPTC, they benefit from your financial support. Recording engineer Joel Goldstein, KPTC General Manager Kate Ingram, and from KPTC's Our Working Waterfront, Chris Bricker. In the future, you can hear She Tells Sea Tales by selecting KPTZ podcasts on the right side of KPTZ's homepage at kptz.org. Select from the list of podcasts KPTZ Specials. While you have the homepage up on your computer, please consider making a donation to Community Radio KPTZ. The button at the top says it all. Donate now. Please send your questions and comments to cats@kptz.org. We'll pass them along to the appropriate recipients. This broadcast was produced and edited by Phil Andrus, often with a cat in his lap. Many thanks to you all for listening tonight to She Tells Sea Tales 2023. I'm Diana Talley. Carry on.